you were mentioning the highlighting a bit about how the Buddha's focusing on feeling after letting go. And I was just wondering if you had any words on how to discern neutral feeling. Because painful or kind of obvious.
Right. Well, I think one of the things is actually recognizing that what it tends to elicit the different feelings, so that pleasant feeling tends to elicit desire, greed. Okay? Unpleasant feeling tends to elicit aversion. Neutral feeling tends to elicit delusion, moha, so that your direct counter to moha is always mindfulness, right? So that establishing of mindfulness. And then, once you start establishing that quality of attention, and also that patience plays a big role in the sense of the mind that is willing to patiently be present with a feeling, because in reality, the vast majority of our feelings are neutral, and the arousing of energy and the application of patience are very important qualities for the recognition and sustaining of attention towards the neutral feeling, and that's a skill that we have to be cultivating in our meditation, because especially just in normal circumstances, the majority of what we experience is already neutral. But then as we meditate, then of course it's even more so. So then the natural inclination of the untrained mind is then to drift into moha, into delusion, into cloudedness, and oftentimes restlessness is just to get out a neutral feeling, or even desire and aversion are oftentimes just, they're responses to neutral feeling, in the sense that one doesn't have the patience or the eliciting of effort required to sustain attention. So the mind looks for something else to do, looks for something else to absorb into, so then it gets trapped in some kind of memory or association that it can then sink its teeth into, something more substantial, which is desire and aversion usually. So then that is or then it sinks into kind of delusion, drowsiness, and dullness. So I think that's actually, that's maybe a really important aspect of this sutta, in that the Buddha is originally giving instruction to Moggallana in terms of overcoming of the dullness and drowsiness, and then with that in mind, and this is extrapolation, but with that in mind, that attention to feeling is a necessary means of being able to overcome dullness and drowsiness in a very tangible way. So then, but with neutral feeling, of course, it does. Yeah, it requires an application of effort and patience to be present. And so that's where that lifting up of investigations, lifting up of of attention to impermanence, just really lifting up that investigative mind that requires the mind to track a particular feeling and recognize its impermanence.